You're listening to a Radio 191 FM podcast.
Today we have Marley Sola coming to us live from Otatahi. We're talking to him about his new track, OK. Good morning to you, Marley. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks, brother. Good morning.
Nice. I'm glad to hear. How are things in Otatahi?
Yeah, Otatahi is pretty good, bro. I'm actually in Hanmer Springs with some friends at the moment, doing a bit of a riding retreat kind of holiday thing.
Nice.
Pretty blessed.
How long have you been there for?
This is the third or fourth day, so we'll head back today back into Otatahi.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Hanmer Springs, I've never been, but it looks quite beautiful from what I can see.
Oh, you'd love it, bro. Definitely coming down in the winter, and then you can go in the pools and walk around. Air is crisp. It's good, man.
Yeah, it looks like an ideal place for winter, which is cool because it feels like a lot of people seem to write off winter, you know, as being just a horrible season, but you can do cool things in winter.
Yeah, no, winter's beautiful, man.
Nice. I saw in your Instagram bio, you say that your star sign is SpongeBob. I got to know, what is your favorite SpongeBob episode? Or what is a very core episode of SpongeBob for you?
Oh, no. You know, I know heaps of moments from SpongeBob, but I wouldn't know the name of the episode. But I think when one of the fish say, chocolate.
Chocolate. The chocolate episode. The chocolate.
Did you say chocolate?
Chocolate? What did he say? really shriveled. Chocolate. Yeah, that is a 10 out of 10 episode. I agree with you there. I also saw on Instagram that you did a gorgeous short cover of Stevie Wonder's Lately, which we played earlier on the program, because I saw that short. Now, has he had quite a big impact on your artistry?
Yeah, bro. I think when I come into being a solo artist, I really dived into like different, not genres per se, but like different artists. And Stevie Wonder was someone who was always like played in the background when I was growing up. But I guess I got to really appreciate him when I was older. And man, what a genius.
Have you got a particular album or era of Stevie that you really
Bones in the Key of Life is like, you know, one of my favorite. I love that whole album. It's sort of like the other album to me that kind of has the same level of greatness as The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. Just like how it flows, eh? Just, you know, seamless. Every song, every little interlude is like really thought out. Yeah.
A real classic, you could say. Absolute classic. Yeah. Now, in 2021, we're talking about Mellow Studios. In 2021, you and your wife, Honor, started Mellow Studios, which is a music studio where people can come through, be mentored and heal through music, as well as being a music school. How has Mellow been in 2025? What's been going on?
Well, Mellow's been awesome, bro, in 2025. We've actually just moved into a new building, which is just on Fitzgerald Ave. You probably don't know much of Christchurch, maybe.
No idea.
Yeah.
Good track.
And one of the four Aves in Christchurch Avenue. So
a must have.
Yeah. And so we're lucky, we're blessed to be there. And, you know, new students, new faces, new tutors. A cool thing about Mellow is that a lot of the tutors that sort of come through have either been taught or are really good friends of ours, been taught through Mellow, or are just really good friends of ours. So it's like a real fun kind of vibe at Mellow Studios. But it's going really well in 2025. This is our fourth year being open, actually in July. I don't actually know what day it was, but someday. So yeah, 4 years open and going strong, bro.
Mean. Hopefully another 4 years down the line.
Exactly, bro.
Yeah, awesome. Well, you've just put out a new song called OK, which is really a lullaby, in a way, to your newborn daughter. And it's about life's, you know, enduring life's lows, and that you'll, a reminder that you'll always be okay. When did this idea pop into your head to make a song like this?
Well, I think I hadn't written for myself in a very long time, and we were really just focused on the business for a long time, and I had one or a few songwriting sessions set up, and one of them, the song sort of just came out, and it was like the one day kind of thing. And I guess the inspiration for it was that, you know, my baby was about to be born, and I really wanted to write something special for her. And that was, yeah, as simple, you know, the song's a very simple song, okay. at first I was like, okay, it's a bit of a funny name, you know, for a song, and to repeat it like a million times. But then, you know, I mean, sometimes you need to hear that a million times, don't you?
You do, especially in topsy-turvy times like this. Now, I actually want to delve into this a bit more, because I want to know, how do your expectations of fatherhood compare with the experience of fatherhood? Is it what you thought it would be, or is it completely blown apart what you thought it would be?
Oh, blown apart, bro. Mm-hmm. It exceeds every expectation mm-hmm. by a million miles mm-hmm. in the best way.
In the best way?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Like, yeah, it changes everything mm-hmm. in just like one moment. And now you're stuck with them forever.
Well, no. Never mind. What was I going to say? But like, compared to what you thought the responsibilities would lead into, like, did you have a pretty full picture, or is that even still kind of blown your brain apart a bit?
I think that, like, I had a picture in my head, but I think it, like, keeps developing, you know, like, it's like new colors are being painted, mm-hmm. you know, and new pictures are being painted on the painting with, you know, with this girl. Like, mm-hmm. she just keeps, amazing me. Mm-hmm. It's pretty crazy.
That's awesome. Yeah, right. That's so cool. The track, Okay, itself was produced by Dan Martin and Sam Nakamura. What level of, I guess, intervention in the production did you have when making the song? Was it all led by you, and they manifested your vision? Is that how it worked?
Yeah, pretty much, bro. Like, I sort of come in with a bit of a something on my heart to, you know, write. Mm-hmm. Or something that I wanted to say, mm-hmm. and they caught the drift, and we all sort of, and my friend Stas, who was in the room with us, who wrote part of the song, her and her sister Brooke, Stas and Brooke O'Neill. Stas is a producer, and so we're all kind of just pitching in ideas of like what, you know, what we think could go in, like trumpets and maybe just like voicing the lines and melodies of what the trumpet could do, and you know, it was kind of like a nice environment, because it was a very collective creative experience, eh? So that's the best, when everyone's sort of just on the same page, eh?
And it kind of bleeds into some of the work you do with Mel. You seem like you're a very, very collaborative, creative person.
Yeah, bro, I feel like creativity's never done best on your own, eh? It's always with others.
Do you think that leads back to your experience as a teenager singing in church? Do you think that's where that kind of collaborative creative spirit comes from?
I think, like, culturally, probably, yeah, like, church, big part of it, but I think culturally, like, where music has come from for me, you know, being raised in, like, the Maori world, and then Samoan culture is very all about community, and so I think I really, yeah, I was blessed to know that kind of, or to experience that as a child, eh?
Mm-hmm. It's a very good approach to have, I think. It's
yeah, thanks,
awesome.
Bro.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the track, I think, in terms of Sonics, it has a similar sort of modern gospel flavor that Chance the Rapper used with his first couple of projects. I think I definitely saw a little bit of a crossover there. Is he an inspiration for you?
Bro, crazy. I love Chance the Rapper. Mm-hmm. I love everything about Chance the Rapper, like, not just the song, but like the mixing technique, whoever mixed the song. I think his name's Jeff. I've looked into it, I've had the deep dive. Just everything about, like, the coloring book is, like, you know, like, incredible. Like, the instrumentation, like, how imperfect the songs are, like, you know, a lot of people don't really like his mixes and all that kind of thing, but I'm like, man, it's so just there's no he just does what he feels, and that's what's, you know, left on the album. It's pretty crazy. And even like Kanye Graduation, like, you know, the album's kind of similar, like, yeah,
totally
organic. It's organic but not organic, you know.
There's kind of a perfect imperfection to it, you know. And yeah, just also the themes on that record, they really go all over the place, and you know, it's very personal, you know.
That's the cool thing about creativity too, is like that's what should be expressed there, is just like it goes everywhere, because my mind goes everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about you, but
no, my mind's pretty narrow-minded.
Pretty trippy place to live in your mind, eh?
Yeah, totally. Now, is this single a sign of things to come? Do we have an EP or an album later in the year?
Yeah, bro, I'm like hoping that I've written heaps of music in the last year and a half, getting back into it, so hopefully like an album, but we'll see. Like I feel like I'm getting back into the creative zone and just wanting to see how we go, but I'd love to work, you know, release a body of work, whether it be the EP or an album.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
I want it to be crazy.
Awesome. Okay.
I want it to be SpongeBob.
Awesome. That's so exciting. And do you have any shows that you might be playing in and around Otago in particular?
Oh, bro, I'd love to. Like, if there was maybe setting something up, I'd love to come down and... But nothing at the moment. Nothing planned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just focusing on Mellow and being a dad.
Just focusing on Mellow and being a dad, bro. Yeah.
Cool. Well, I wish you best with both of those things. Thank you for coming on the program and talking to me about the new single and all that we've talked about. I hope that Hamner Springs goes great and that you get back to Otatahi safely.
Yeah. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you. Appreciate you too. Take care.
Done, bro.
See you. All right, folks, that was Marley Solo. We're talking to him about his new song, OK, which is out now wherever you get your music. Coming up very soon at 9:30, we have a chat with Alphabet Head on his new track, I'm Lucy Lawless. Stay tuned for that. Here is Marley Solo with OK. You're listening to Radio 1. Keep bloody locked. OK.
Brother, if you wait too long, you know it's gonna build up. And if you pray too hard, you might not even believe it. Cause I just gotta say it now.
Was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcast.